We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined on the program this weekend by Amanda Fullendorf, who is the board chair of the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors, getting us up to speed on everything happening in Calaveras County. Supervisor Fullendorf, next thing I want to ask you about is a major project that's getting underway. It's a project that I've been here for 16 years, and I've heard about it talked about in the development stages for all those years, it seems like. But the wagon trail between Angels Camp and Copperopolis finally kind of getting underway. What can you tell us about the wagon trail project and the work that's being done out there?
I think the wagon trail is a very unique project. As you said, you've heard about it for 16 years. It's been going on for clearly almost 3 decades. I remember hearing about it as a kid from my dad when he was on the city council, and now being a second generation in a local government, being able to see the project actually come to fruition is really amazing. What's also unique about it is the collaboration of the various entities that are involved, not only the City of Angels, the county, Caltrans, the Council of Government, the CTC, they're really coming together to make this project happen. And the effort of that success. We're currently in phase one of that project and hoping to be done by end of next year. But as any other construction project, you know, things can be come up. In the meantime, myself and Supervisor Tofanelli are working closely with county staff, the Council of Government staff, and our partners at Caltrans to ensure the funding for the phase two. I was recently in D.C. in May advocating with the infrastructure bill with our congressman's office to ensure that we can get some of those dollars that are coming down for the phase two of that project. The CTC, Supervisor Tofanelli and I have spoken at the CTC, the California Transportation Commission, and advocating dollars as well. So it is really a collaborative effort, and it's really looking forward to it. It will it's going to be straightening the highway. We won't be seeing as many fatalities as we have. I think we're always hearing about the loss of a loved one on that stretch of the highway, and it will make it easier for not only those coming up to visit our beautiful county, but also those commuting for work to and from, and they know they're going to be safely coming home.
Also, want to ask you a little bit about broadband that was discussed at the most recent meeting on Tuesday. You know, what is the county looking at and working on right now when it comes to expanding broadband capabilities?
Broadband, we are in partners, Tuolumne County, Mariposa, Alpine, Amador, at a regional level. All the rural counties really took the approach of regionalizing and working on this. Cole, who recently left from Tuolumne County, was really leading the way for and leading that leadership to get that done, and we're looking forward to the implementation. There is a lot of focus, positive focus, especially in rural areas, to ensure that we all have that equal access. My counterpart, Supervisor Garamendi, I like to use what he has said in the past. You know, it was seeing the same thing happen when we were bringing electricity to home. And broadband internet is now the way of our daily life, and we need to be making sure that it is readily accessible. And if we haven't learned from anything the last few years, is that we really need to put that investment into our local community so we can connect and thrive as a community.
And then, you know, also want to transition into the topic of strategic planning. Is that something that the Calaveras County Supervisors is putting a focus on right now?
Yes, it is. It's been a primary goal of the board as an entirety and staff. It's really been an amazing experience, and as board chair, has been privileged to lead that the last year. It's been great, the collaboration between the board and working with department heads, which you normally don't see in local government. Hearing what they have to say, hearing the perspective from the board so they understand, because we all serve in different roles, and it's it's an opportunity for us to work together to look at how to solve the problems and the very aspect of the role each of us play. Looking forward to wrapping it up at the end of the month, which would then propel this into implementation over the next year.
I'm always curious what members of the community, their feedback is to members of the Board of Supervisors. I bet you hear a lot of things as in emails and in concerns written to you about different things in the county. What are kind of the main things that are brought up to you as board chair?
A lot of things. It's just a comment. It's roads, potholes, bridges, infrastructure, and I use infrastructure broad. Going back to what I mentioned earlier, you know, just the utilities of infrastructure, whether it be broadband, water, sewer, it's all of those components and levels of services our community expects from us.
Mm-hmm. How are the roads in Calaveras County? I know that's a very generic question, but is there work to be done?
There is more to be done. There's always more to be done. I think we do pretty good with making those priorities with our CIP plan. It was rolled out at the county prior to me coming on the board, and it's been a successful process for the way that Public Works implements a lot of those improvement plans. There's also opportunity during those conversations for the public to have input to make us aware of what those issues are. But there's always the special districts, you know, the CSAs, the CSDs, that are going to be a struggle in how to be creative in solving those areas where the roads are most impactful to constituents.
You know, being that Calaveras County is so widespread, you have 5 supervisors with various geographic regions. Is it a challenge to, you know, being that Arnold is very different than Angels Camp, Angels Camp is different than Valley Springs, to try to, you know, work together and find solutions?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the very hot topic always is when it comes to winter, you know, snow plows, and when it's hard to see the perception when there's only a few of the supervisors that have that challenge, especially one. And so it just has to be a work of the board as an entirety to recognize that we do have those uniqueness, whether it be snow plows, whether it would be down in the lower elevations of flood washouts, and recognizing that we do have that and we need to help each other accomplish those for respective constituents in the various districts.
Well, Supervisor Fallendorf, it's been great having you on Motherlode Views, getting an update about Calaveras County issues. Any closing comments you'd like to make this morning?
Just thank you for allowing me to be here. It's a privilege to be able to reach out and connect with you and the constituents of Calaveras County, and I look forward to coming back.
We'll definitely keep us posted on Calaveras County issues.
Thank you.
Again, we thank Amanda Fullendorf for being our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views. She is the board chair of the Calaveras County Supervisors. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Also want to thank Cindy, who was the interpreter this morning in studio, providing sign language throughout the interview this morning. And Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.